Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
I looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives. I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a beautiful day in Astoria, Queens. With me, as always, is my enigmatic co-host, Woo! The man with the plan.
Woo!
He's got a brochure in his hand, Mr. Razor Wadney.
What am I, a Jehovah's Witness?
No, it's AA.
What's going on here? Oh, AA. That is not the case. Dylan, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I saw you went with something at the end on the fly, that brochure thing. That was fucking fun.
You liked it, dude?
But more importantly than thanking you, I want to thank everybody that has been checking us out on YouTube, watching full episodes of Troublemakers, watching those reels, those shorts that we put out there to make your ass laugh, and then also our audio listeners. God, we love our audio listeners.
They're great.
Whether you're on Spotify or Apple Pods, you can do us a huge favor that could really help us out. Leave us one of those ratings and reviews if they have the option to review it. Ratings. If you're going to leave us a rating, we want 5 stars, nothing less than 5 stars. So help me God if I find out that you are somebody that left us a less than 5-star rating. I'm going to flick you right in the penis. That's
Whoa.
What I'm going to do. Right in public. I'm going to flick you right in the dick, and then I'm going to walk away, and then I'm going to message you on the side and say, guess who that was? That was me. Razor Wadney. From Troublemakers.
So aggressive.
Anywho, we have a wonderful guest. One of our a favorite here.
Yeah, yeah.
Officially
podcast.
First time in the new studio though.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the fucking tits out of here.
First time.
You were one of the last episodes at the old place.
Yeah.
Needs no introduction, but we'll give him one. The one and only, the Italian Stallion, the hilarious Brandon Trusso.
What's up?
Yeah, baby.
Good to be back. It's officially a dynasty. The third episode. This is a dynasty.
Oh, this is the third time.
That's
wow.
That's what it is. Three make a dynasty.
Sure. What else would be?
Well, I think five. SNL, the Five Timers Club.
I don't know, man. We're talking about
You're
podcasts.
Talking about two different things.
Yeah.
The Five Timers
You win
timers
three
Club.
Super Bowls. It's a dynasty.
Sure.
So the Chiefs are a dynasty right now.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a dynasty. I'm in a dynasty of this podcast.
Hey, first of all, before we get started, I have a little bone to pick with both of you.
Here we go.
I already picked it with Ray a little
couldn't
bit.
Couldn't have texted me this before we
I'll
went
get
on air.
Fucking pissed.
You know what it is?
I do know what it is.
He knows what it is?
I don't know what it is.
So let me tell you. So last weekend, I'm hanging out in my apartment. It's Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been hanging out a lot on Sundays
because
it's football. We, you know, is my Sunday crew, my boys, you know, hanging out, doing this thing. So I'm hanging out Sunday, nothing to do. And I was like, hey, you know, I go for a walk. I'm just kind of doing nothing. Just walking around. I'm watching something on TV. I get back.
What were you watching?
You know, My Fair Lady and the Broadway version. And
no, you weren't.
Hanging out. And I pick up my phone. I look at Instagram. And I see that Ray is at a brunch with some of our other friends. Now I already picked this with Ray.
Okay.
It was in Astoria.
I know.
Go, sick dude. Thanks for the invite. What the hell? Now it was not Ray's thing.
Fair.
To invite someone to. So I get that. But then the next story I see is a post from you going,
what do I do Sunday?
Going, just made some food for the boys and tagged Kim Beck and Andre Kim.
Wow,
and I go,
dude,
all my friends, dude, are just hanging out without me. What the fuck?
You know what? Mm. Fair beef. But
no beef. Just a bone.
No, fair bone. Whatever.
It's a bone.
Beef off the bone. Whatever the fuck you want to call
fair
it.
Fair bone.
The beef we ate without you.
Did
you guys
good.
Do beef?
Yeah. fair bone. However, I felt bad as you were going through that whole dissertation until you said you were watching My Fair Lady. And
no,
now I'm glad we didn't invite you. No.
Good movie.
You know what the problem is? The problem is with your generation, Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that you are a millennial like me, but you do identify as Gen Z. And I think that the problem is that you want to be invited to everything. I don't care about being invited.
Listen.
I think the problem is...
If I saw all of those things, I don't think I would think twice. I promise you that.
But I also did text Ray earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. You want to go for a walk around Astoria? Adorable. No response.
Yeah,
because no response.
You want to know why I didn't?
He was at brunch. He's getting drunk at brunch.
Sometimes, you could have been like, "What are you up to?" And I would have been like, "Oh, we're having food. I'm cooking for peeps. Come on over."
I know you would do that because you're a good friend.
I didn't. Yeah. The reason that I didn't text you
why?
Is because I didn't feel like it.
You know what? If you text someone, I think if you shoot a text out, the least they can do is just respond.
Sometimes you forget, though. Kind of like what happened to you.
I did forget. I did forget, in fairness. Let me take a look. I will go through, and I'm just going to look at this timestamp.
That'll be great content.
Because I think that this was great content?
Yeah.
You're going to give me shit about great content. the guy that just starts off the podcast with, "Guys, I have a bone to pick. Yeah. I feel left out."
Look at your phone.
I didn't remember what I did Sunday. And to be honest with you, I'm not even defending myself. I was busy before that. Yeah. And then Andre was like, "Yo, I just went to the butcher shop and picked up the stuff." So like, I like left the gym real quick, went back, and it was kind of a last minute thing.
I
don't have to explain myself. We're not dating, so who gives a shit?
Fair. It's totally fair.
Well, me and Dylan are semi-dating.
Yeah.
We have a podcast together. But I am semi-exonerated because the brunch was at 1 p.m. You sent me the text at 2 p.m.
Okay.
No response.
What are you going to show
up? You know what? You know why he didn't respond?
Why?
Because he didn't want me to be like, "Well, you can't go for a walk. What are you doing?" And then he'd be like, "I'm at brunch with all of your friends."
That's not why.
You didn't even text me. You could have been like, "Yo, what are you doing?"
I saw it later.
That wasn't why I was exonerated, because I was fucking hammered and wasn't paying attention to my phone.
That's fair. When Ray's hammered, nothing counts as far as communication is.
That is true. I will.
He skips all lines of communication when he's hammered. It's a different person. He doesn't even have the same number.
Zombie mode? who called it that? Statue mode.
Yeah.
Statue mode. What? Yeah. I've been known to do that. That stems all the way back from my college days when I would actually lose my cell phone.
Fair. Oh,
yeah. You have a cell phone.
Exactly.
I went through like 8 cell phones in college.
Jesus.
I know.
Through that many. I think I had a cell phone that I lost, and I found it over the spring in a snow pile, like when it melted in my house. Cell phone. I had no idea where it went. Had to go buy another one. Spring comes around, snow melts, fucking cell phone in where the snowbank was.
Dude, well, you had probably. Did you ever have multiple cell phones at the same time?
I had.
Yes,
at one point I did.
Given your past behaviors, were you a burner phone guy?
Not to even relate it to sound cool and drugs and everything like that. Yeah. It was not. I had two cell phones for a job that I had.
Okay.
And it was fucking annoying. It was the worst.
I could see that. Ever.
And this is pre-iPhone. This is like, I had a Nokia like brick phone.
Yeah.
And then I had like my main phone, which was like a Motorola StarTech. Remember those?
Yeah. Yeah. Those is that the one with the chirp?
Chirp.
I don't know. Like,
boop, boop. No. That was the, maybe, I don't know.
That was big. Do you remember that? Years
ago. No.
The chirp phone. Those were
the one that you could walkie-talkie on?
Yeah, those were real popular.
That was stupid.
I never.
People loved it though.
I never had any of the fad phones until the iPhone.
What did you say?
Like the fad phones?
Oh, I think that's something else. I was like, Jesus, this kind of podcast. Oh yeah, dude, let's go.
I never had any of those phones.
No, like I never had a BlackBerry. I never had a Razor.
I never had a BlackBerry either. What was the one? The Kick that you could like
sidekick popped open.
Stupid, dude.
No, I only had the flip phone that had Snake on it. I've thought about this, honestly. I kind of want to get a second phone that would have the same phone number, like a brick, a Nokia, like flip phone.
That you don't have to like scroll on?
That I keep that at home.
I know someone that did that.
And I just take the flip phone out with me so I can text with it and I can like...
What, T9?
You're
bitching about us not responding to messages. It's going
to
take you 4 hours to send a message.
To be honest, I'll be on my phone less, so it'll be great.
I will tell you this right now. If I wasn't in the business of entertainment, as loosely as I am, if I wasn't in the business of entertainment, I would not have a fucking smartphone.
I mean, I think about it a lot.
Dude, I think I might just have a fucking landline, bro.
Bro.
I think I might, like, if I'm out of the house, you ain't getting a hold of me. I'm going to be the guy that leaves messages like they used to do back in the day. You know when you'd, like, leave somebody a message?
With the music?
Like, no, you would be like, hey, Brandon, what's up, man? It's Ray. Sorry I missed you. If you need to get back to me, I'm going to be out till about 9 p.m. So if you want to call me after then.
That's how they used to do that, dude.
But 11 p.m., I am going to bed. So do not call.
Dude, that's how, like, when Instagram and Facebook were down the other day, I was like, for like a split second, this is how wired we are. I was like, okay, I guess I'm just going to live a normal life today.
You know?
Because like you're not going to go scroll. You can't, you know, what are you going to do? You're like, I have to go do life.
You look at Twitter and Twitter is just hell.
I didn't even think about going on Twitter.
Oh yeah, I did.
I went on X. I don't know. I miss the old days of like that. Like do you remember what you used to do when you were a kid? Like if you like had like a play date with a friend, like, yo, do you want to come over at like six? And then you had to wait for them. And you got to take their word that they were going to be there at six.
Well, you know what I kind of respect, but it fucking throws me for a loop, is Colin Chamberlain, who we all know.
Yeah.
He doesn't like if I talk to him today and I'm be like, hey, do you want to pick me up at like six tomorrow to go to that show? He'd be like, yeah. I won't talk to him the whole day.
He'll be there at six.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm like, what the fuck? You ain't gonna give me a call when you're leaving?
You know what it is? Dude. I've been watching Curb. It's the confirmation. You need the confirmation.
Yeah, you do.
He goes, if I tell that is the plan. The plan is the plan. Why do I need to confirm?
No, you do need to confirm, because think about like dating. Because if you tell a girl like, hey, we're going to meet up on Friday at 7 p.m. and like, cool. And you told them that on Wednesday. When Friday comes around, you got to be like, hey, you still good for tonight? It makes you sound like a pussy. But you're like, are you still good for tonight? Like,
yeah.
That's what they want to hear.
And
you
they
know?
Go, absolutely.
You're not
going to
just show up at Friday at 6:50, right?
I know.
You can, but
I've done that. Bro, people haven't been there.
Baller move. That's actually the fucking new move that men should do.
Just show up and
hun, we on for next week at 7 p.m. All right, I'll be there.
Yeah.
And then fucking when she doesn't show up, lay into her.
And wait, no, you tell them we're gonna be there Friday at 7 o'clock, we're gonna go to dinner. You wanna go? Yeah, that's great. You tell them that Wednesday. Thursday goes by, Friday 2 p.m. goes by, Friday 4 p.m. goes by, and you just leave to go get them at 6, and if they're, like, not ready, you're like, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what the fuck did I tell you?
I told you to be ready.
That's a move.
Check your text. I like it.
I'm a big, in this day and age, I'm a big phone call guy. You know that. You guys both know that as knowing me. And being
You're a phone friend. Call guy. Yeah, yeah. I am, too. In certain situations, it's fucking weird is like I used to be such an answering machine. Like we lived by an answering machine world, right? And now voicemail, I don't check them. Voicemails are for unimportant people.
I delete them
without even listening,
unless it's from someone
I know. Most of the time, whoever's calling me, I'm answering the calls that I want to call. Because think about it, when answering machines are around, their caller ID wasn't always around. You had to pick up that phone,
dude. Leaving a voicemail is a beta move.
You are a fucking nobody if you have to leave a message.
Yo, I left a voicemail today.
Did you?
calling our tax people.
That's different. Tax people.
You got a new tax person?
No, I'm talking like business stuff is different. If you're leaving a voicemail for like a girl, kill yourself.
Well.
Wow.
Don't do it, dude. Don't do it.
That's tough.
Hey, Kelly. It's me. I guess you didn't see this or you're busy.
hey, it's me. Just wanted to say hi. Fuck you, dude.
Did you guys ever do this? That. Did you ever, when you were younger, when you were a kid, you know, a young lad, when you would call your friend's house, right? And you would leave messages and they wouldn't call you back. Did you ever call again and then just like listen because you thought that you could hear through the voicemail? Did you ever do that? Oh, yeah, I used to do that.
That's a stalker.
Yeah,
stalker.
That was crazy shit.
I wasn't a weirdo.
Well, dude, answering machines were wild. Like, speaking of tax guy, my Uncle Phil, like, biggest joke. If you could ever have him on the podcast, have him on the podcast. This guy was the biggest joke. I remember one time we had our family answering machine. He was visiting in town. They were staying with us for the weekend. And he comes up. Nobody knows that he did. We didn't know he did this. Someone called the house. Like our answer machine was like full, like out of nowhere. Cause you used to have to put a tape in there and fill up fast. And I remember like my mom was like, why is the answering machine so full? Like we were gone for literally like the day.
It's the fucking tape is full.
Yeah.
And like she was playing it back and people are just laughing and being like, what? Like that was hilarious. And then like, then there was this very important message from my school where they were like, Mrs. Trusso, please give us a call back in regards to, and my uncle came over, changed the voicemail greeting to, hi, you've reached the Trussos. They can't come to the phone right now because they're on the floor having sex.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And it's such an innocent like thing to do, but yeah. It was, I remember like the whole thing was, my parents listening to it, the whole thing was full of people just dying laughing.
Did your parents think it was hilarious?
My mom thought it was hilarious at first, and then she was like, Brandon's school called. What are we going to do? Oh, my God. I'm like, well, you're going to have to tell them that you were fucking, you know?
Dude, that Jesus was, Christ.
You can't get away with that anymore.
I know. No, not at all.
Oh, man, that was funny.
When do you have, wait, either of your voicemails, are they just the automated one that, like, Verizon, the company, gives you?
I changed it to automated because I don't know, like, remember how back in the day you used to get into like being like, hey, you've reached Brandon's phone. And then you would put it near the fucking favorite, your favorite song on the radio. You didn't do that shit.
Nope, never did that. Trusso's
old. Trusso's old.
That's a Trusso move.
Don't knock it, bro. Look it up. People used to play like Genuine My Pony and they'd be like, I can't come to the phone right now.
You won't because we're having sex on the floor. We're fucking on the pony.
Dude, you never did that?
Mine is just, hey, this is, you've reached Dylan Krasinski. I'm not available.
No, they know it's you.
Give me a call back. Yeah, I don't know.
One thing I have never done, and I fucking used to despise when people would do it, the like funny fake answer, but it's really a voicemail. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, how's it going?
My mom did that one time.
You've reached my voicemail.
My mom was like, hello. And I'm like, hey, mom, what's up? She's like, just kidding. Leave him. I'm like, you fucking bitch. Why would you do that? Dude,
I used to hate when people would do that.
That is annoying.
It's the worst, dude.
It's a good bit, though. Good prank.
It's a shit bit.
It's a good prank.
The first time, but if you have to keep calling the person and deal with that every day, they never answer your call, you're like, okay, well, how many times I get burned by this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate that. Or like, remember the, hi, it's me, you know what to do. Oh, fuck.
I hate that too, bro.
Dude, my grandmother, my mom's mom, when she used to call, she would leave a message, but then she'd never hang up right. And we would just hear
such an old person.
Dude, we would just hear her talking shit after.
Oh, so I she'd love be like, that.
Jamie, it's your mother. Give me a call back when you get this. Where the fuck is she? Where the fuck? What's she doing?
Those are the best. What the dudes. Fuck? I might change my voicemail greeting to something like that. Like, hey, it's Brandon. Leave a message after the tone. Chris, put your fucking clothes on. Like something stupid. Dude.
Well, we used to make fun of my grandma about that all the time, like behind her back, obviously. But then years later, I have a video somewhere of it. My mom calls my sister. And it's because she doesn't really know how to work the phone through her car.
Yeah.
So she calls her and she's like, all right, Tiff, give me a call back. End call. Get the fuck out of my way. Get over here, dickhead. Get over here, you fucking bitch.
Like
trying to merge. Like, let me fucking merge, you
loser.
That's
perfect. That would be so funny, dude. Like, those are things that, like, yeah, like voicemail, like technology for old people. Like, think about it, though, dude. Like, my grandmother, 97 years old.
Yeah.
Like, we were teaching her an iPad. And, like, it's, think about how simple an iPad is, right? Halfway through, she's like, I don't need this.
Dude.
I don't need
this. You know what?
I'm like, you know what? You don't fucking need this.
No.
You do not need this at all. Like, simple shit.
Oh, my God. You know, reminds me of a story of my grandmother. When she was, she passed away years ago, but they, before she passed away, like a year before, she got prescribed, like, these painkillers.
Hell yeah,
from the doctor.
I would have stolen them.
And she said, I know, dude. I know. She had a question. She was like, oh, well, doctor, like, I've heard, you know, you can get addicted to these and, you know, all that stuff. And the doctor legit said, well, you know, at your age, I wouldn't be too worried about addiction. I was like, yo, he's got a point. Fuck?
He's like, if you're going to go out in style.
That's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah. Well, how many heroin addicts you know that are 90?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, think about it.
The lifespan is short.
Dude, old people, they're just, think about it though. Like, you were just saying you were watching like Curb. Like, I've been watching Curb, and like the funniest thing about it is like the older you get, the more those things all become like true to
reality.
You. Yeah. Like, One time, like my grandfather's wife, she wasn't my real grandmother. He was remarried. When she passed away, like he was lost. He had no idea what to do. So my mom like would have him over at the house, and she would be like showing him like how to do laundry and this other stuff. And she's like, I come home from school. I was in college at the time. She's like, oh, I bought your grandfather this like hot dog maker. And she was like showing him how to do it, right? Like it was like this little contraption, like that you like put them in there and they like spin, like you would see it like somewhere. Yeah. But it was like a mini one. And I'm like, she's like showing him how to do it. I come in the house, I like open up the fridge and I'm like, oh, hey, grandpa, what's up? I'm like cutting like the hot dog, like slice it up. I just put it in the microwave and he's like watching me and he's like, why don't I just fucking do it that way? What do I need this thing for? You know? And then my mom had like no answers. She's like, yeah, you really don't need this.
That is the biggest scam, I think, in kitchens when they have like a device that only does one thing.
Except for the air fryer.
Well, that does a lot of things because you can fry multiple food. But like a hot dog cooker.
It works one way, but it does multiple.
Yes. Things. But like a grill specifically for hot dogs, like a hot dog maker, you know?
Yeah.
Big scam.
Stupid, dude.
Yeah. Big scam. I kind of want to at least try it, though.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. I bet it would work.
Dude, I love hot dogs.
I don't even fucking know what happened to that thing. I think my grandfather just threw it out the window after.
He's buried with it.
Yeah, he's this fucking thing. Dude, yeah. Old people, man, they get. Think about all the shit that's changed in the last 10 years.
My grandfather was always like, really with it until he died, like extremely like not, I wouldn't say hip, but like you couldn't get one over on him. Like all of my grandparents, as they got older, you could kind of like fuck with them a little bit and it would like go right over their heads and it never went over his head. And I remember one time I broke down in a, like on like a date with a girl, like right by his house, and I needed to get jumper cables from him. So
I thought you meant you broke down like you were crying to him and he was like, fuck you, you pussy.
Yeah, with never
much. I don't, it's like, oh, that's what a sweet grandfather.
Dude, I don't think I've ever cried in front of that man. But he fucking, I call him up. I'm like, hey, I know it's late. It was like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I know it's late. I've
been sleeping for 4 hours.
No. He's like, I'm up, just watching Johnny Carson. And I was like, he's lost it finally. Thinks he's watching Johnny Carson in 2015. He's going to die. And then he's like, I'm like, oh, you know, Carson's, you mean Fallon? And he's like, I was like, Carson's been off the air for a while, Grandpa, and it's 8 p.m. That wouldn't even be. He's like, I got all the reruns on tape. Shut the fuck up. I'm not losing it. And I was like,
I've always enamored my grandfather, like my dad's dad. Like he was like, just like larger than life to me. And he like passed away like suddenly, like in 2005, like it kind of was out of nowhere. Or 2005? Yeah, 2005. And it was like, I just remember like I had this, you know, this, I still do, but like we just went to Wyoming with my dad and my uncle.
Oh yeah.
And my uncle is my grandfather's half son. Right. And they didn't really like,
I didn't follow that at all, but my it doesn't matter.
Yeah. He doesn't have legs.
He doesn't. Like, yeah. Sorry.
He's
yeah.
just a torso.
He has a different mother. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah, he's a midget.
We just kind of dragged him all around Wyoming.
Yeah. He's they didn't speak for a long, long time. And like, it kind of used to bother me a lot. And then like, you know, this is the first time where like my dad and him were in the same room and my dad and him are telling stories about my grandfather. Now, I always knew that my grandfather was somewhat of like a ladies man. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
crazy.
He's just how he was.
Yeah.
You know, like, he divorced my grandmother when my dad was, like, in high school. You know, like, my aunt never really, like, you know, mended relationships with him. It was kind of just always weird. But as a kid, you don't know that shit.
Yeah. Right?
But they were telling stories about him, man. It was so funny about, like, because my grandfather lived in this, like, really, like, bad neighborhood. Mm-hmm. He would go to, like, an all-black Baptist church. And they loved him, dude. Like, he'd be the guy, like, singing in the back, and he's the only white dude in the whole church, like, right? And he also loved black hookers.
Oh, so did my grandpa.
That's just it. And, like, I didn't know any of this, right?
Grandpa.
And I remember my dad, like, telling my uncle this story, and he's like, I remember this one time. He's like, he calls me up, and he's like, that's it.
she's gonna take me for everything I got, right? And my dad's like, what's she gonna take you for? $2,000? That's all you have in your fucking bank account? And he's like, so I had to go over to the house, and she kept calling him, and he's like, I picked up the phone, and I was like, if you ever call here again, I'm gonna fucking come over there.
Oh,
and like,
my these gosh,
I'm like, Jesus. Dad, so you were threatening a hooker over the phone? He's like, well, she was threatening your grandfather to sue him. I'm like, I doubt she was gonna sue him, okay? Like, what is she gonna
Why
sue
Why was she
him
gonna
for?
Sue him?
There's just some. He was just saying
failure
that
failure to make payment.
She was trying to blackmail him for money.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
But it was just such not a funny. Good. Just it's funny to like hear those stories that you never would hear about as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, you grow up and you're like, oh yeah, like you know, you got this like wholesome, pure image of your grandparents, and he was just a pimp. You know,
well, a John actually sounds really like a John.
Sounds like a John.
My dad's best buddy Jimmy Mack, who's also no longer with us, Jimmy Mack, he also had an affinity for hookers, and I remember he was actually on TV. Jimmy Mack was on TV. He got like 10 DUIs, so like he made it onto the news.
Good for him.
And I remember
one of our own from the neighborhood.
dude, I used to hear the worst shit from my dad and his friends and at the bar, and it like just kind of like bounced right off of me.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Jimmy Mack told a story that made me so uncomfortable when I was a kid. I was like 10 years old, and Jimmy Mack's living with us for a little while because, Jimmy Mack ran into some issues sometimes.
Uncle Jimmy Mack's on the couch. Don't worry about it.
And he was talking about fucking this one hooker, and he was like, oh, Paul Ray. And he's telling me the story too. Like me and my dad. It wasn't just my dad. He was like, oh, you should have heard her. She was going, Jimmy, your dick was made for this pussy, Jimmy.
Oh my.
And
God,
that is fucking ingrained into my skull and my psyche and my memory. And it was the only time I ever had to tell my dad, later that day, I'm like, hey, Dad, can you tell Jimmy to fucking tone it down with the narration from the hooker that he fucked last week?
Yo, to be honest with you, that might be my new pinnacle of compliment. Your dick was made for this pussy.
Can you imagine a 10-year-old Ray just being like,
oh my God, dude.
Dad, can you ask your friends to stop talking bad around me?
Dude, no. I mean, I used to hear it fucking all, like, especially from my dad, who was like a filthy pervert. But for some reason, that one was like, dude, we ain't bros like that, Jimmy.
Yeah, dude, I
was 30 just, and you're 10.
I was just talking to my cousin. We were catching up about, like, old stories, like, from you know, when we were kids, and he was telling me a story. He's like, you remember the family reunion when Uncle Jim showed up with a hooker? And I'm like, no. I don't remember that. He's like, do you remember Uncle Jim's black Cadillac with the red interior? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, he would always like take us.
Yeah.
And he's like, we were sitting out in front of my grandmother's front lawn. They had like the chairs and everything like that. And he comes pulling up. Like he was like, thinking back on now that I remember it, he showed up like 5 hours late. Right. And he was in. I remember my Uncle Jim used to dress like pristine.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not even joking. Think of Goodfellas. He looked just like that.
Okay.
With the collar out and the leather jacket, but like the suit leather jacket.
Yeah.
And he showed up and he gets out of the car and he walks around the front and he's like, hey, sorry, I'm late. And I could tell my grandmother was pissed because it's my grandmother's brother.
Yeah.
And she's pissed at him, right? Because my great grandmother was, still alive and like we're all there. And as kids, we don't know. We just think he would always give us money. You know, he would always give us like 20s and shit.
That's great.
Yeah, we're like, this is the best. Every time Uncle Jim's around, we're getting fucking paid. This is great. But he didn't this time. He came, like, we went running up to him. And he's like, all right.
Because you already spent it.
Yeah, exactly, bro. He comes running.
Big day.
We're running up. We're like, Uncle Jim. You could tell that he wanted nothing to do with us at that moment. Yeah, he's like, I got to talk to your grandmother. And like, whatever. And she's yelling at him. And like, we're like staring at his car. And I'm looking. I'm like, well, there's a fucking woman in the front seat of his car, right? And he's like, Julie, get out of the car. Come on. Julie, get out of the car. Come on. And she's like, I'm not getting out of the car. I'm not getting in the car. And she's like, I remember my grandmother being like, we don't want her out here.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, well, I paid good fucking money for her to be out
he
here.
He got in the car and sped off, right?
Wow.
And you don't think of like what that is until you're older.
No. Yeah.
And my cousin was like, yeah, it was a hooker. And I was like, he brought a hooker to the family reunion? What a baller move that was.
That is so hilariously
sad. I mean, for anything that is farther from the family,
Yeah.
It's one thing to be like, I brought a girl that I'm seeing. That's closer than I brought a hooker that I'm probably never going to see again.
Oh, my God.
I think the second one's fine.
You do?
Yeah.
Bringing a hooker?
Yeah.
Lady of the night?
One thing to bring her to a restaurant, like an escort, right? Escort you bring to a restaurant, hooker you bring to a family reunion. It just doesn't make sense.
I think it's an...
But it's a hilarious bit.
It was so... Yeah, dude. I was like, we were laughing so hard about that because I was like, dude, I do remember that. I do remember that.
Is she good looking?
The windows were tinted, thank God. Mm. Probably not.
No? You don't think?
I mean, dude, Buffalo, New York in the 80s.
Wasn't a hot spot.
Wasn't a hooker hot spot, from what I recall.
from what I recall, at the age of nine.
I don't remember how it was.
Oh my God! Man. Did you get when you were? You've talked about the trouble you've gotten into when you were like older, but did you get into trouble when you were like a young kid?
Not really. Mischievous. I mean, like, we always would do dumb shit, man. Like, things that kids do. Throw rocks, like, burn. Did I tell you about the time I burned a shed down by accident?
No.
That was crazy. We used to have this, like, wood parties, like, behind the house and, like, in my buddy's neighborhood. It wasn't my neighborhood, but there was a guy who owned a house that, like, would be not be there for the summer.
Yeah.
And he had, like, a wooden shed behind his house. And, like, we would go there and, like, we'd grab steel beers and shit. Yeah. We would go there and camp. And I remember, like, this one, this was maybe, like, fall this time. And we went there and it was kind of cold. My buddy's like, well, I'm going to start a fire. So he, like, started a fire. And he was, like, doing it, like, in, like, there was, like, a pit on the ground inside the shed. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, tears. Like, we would, like, kind of, like, sit up on him and, like, just drink. And he started this, like, little fire. And then we just started, like, squirting fucking lighter fluid on it like idiots.
The way to go.
And all of a sudden, this dude, this kid's backpack caught on fire and the fucking wall started. And dude, we're like, we got to get the fuck out of here. We just bounced. We just left. Right. And I remember we're walking home and in my head, I'm like, we're not going to get in trouble for this. And we're in Williamsville, New York. And if the audience doesn't know what that is, it's probably like the safest neighborhood in New York State, maybe in the country. Like there's, you know, seven cops will show up for one phone call. Right. So we're walking home, which is probably maybe like a half mile from where I lived, walking back. And all of a sudden I like hear the sirens go and we turn around in the, you could see the blaze like behind the tree line. Cause I mean, it was a shed probably about as big as this room. Oh. And we look back and it's, I'm like, we're going to get in trouble for this. Right. So like literally
how old were you?
12, 13.
Okay. Maybe, still young enough to not really get in trouble.
Maybe right before high school. Yeah, so that's like not eighth, bad. Ninth grade. So like, we're not like saying anything. We're gonna keep it under wraps, like whatever. It's on the news.
Oh,
the guy that owns the house is like, he wasn't out of town. He was sleeping, and he's like, I turned around and look out my back window, and my whole shed is just on fire. And he's like, I know who did it too. I know it's these kids that come here. I'm like, we're fucked. We're so fucked. Then, like, what happens when you think you're fucked as a kid? You're like, yo, dude, did you say anything to anybody? And my buddy's like, no, I didn't say anything, right? And I remember my one buddy who called the other kid, Chris, his mom was listening on the phone because she suspected because he came home smelling like smoke.
What a snitch,
and that's
mom.
That's when it all started for us because we were watching Goodfellas and shit when we were kids. I remember us talking on the cell, we're like, never rat on your friends.
Yeah,
that's how we got caught.
Also, keep it off your phones.
Keep it off the phones.
Yeah. That's why Paulie.
And all we had back there was landlines.
Yeah. You know, Paulie didn't use a phone.
I know. I'm like, did you hear a click when you picked up the phone?
Yeah.
They're recording you.
You gotta call, hey, I gotta talk, but I can't do it. Meet me at the Bing.
Yeah, and I wanna say that was like innocent like trouble, but that was fucking arson.
Did you get in trouble? What happened with that?
No. No, we had to pay, I think like our family had to pay like restitution for the shed.
Damn.
But here's the thing, like I guess what if I remember that shed was like out of ordinance with the town, so they were like, we didn't have to pay much.
You're basically a borough employee.
We did the guy a favor.
Yeah, okay.
We did him a favor. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
Ironically, that's the street my mom lives on now. That happened like three houses down.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, it's wild.
God damn, that's crazy. Yeah, we.
That was crazy.
That is wild, dude. That's scary when you're a kid when you do something like that,
dude.
First time, like now, you don't realize. I remember I broke someone's window once with a football. Like
I did the same thing. I kicked it right through the window. I was like, it was slow fucking motion. I was like, this is gonna break. Yep, it's broke the window.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, yeah, I remember. It was just my buddy who lived next door, his older brother was dating this girl, and I threw the football, and it hit her side mirror and fucking broke it.
You threw it? At least yeah. I kicked mine. You don't
yeah,
know
I threw it.
Kick.
I threw it, and it hit, and we just, it was one of those ones where everybody scatters, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody scattered. I went into my house, and I just, like, was in my parents' bedroom looking through the window, just like watching, just watching. And then, dude, I remember they came out like an hour later and they're just like, they're pointing at it. They're looking, they're like, what the fuck happened?
And you're like, I don't know.
And then, dude, it's just like instant like sweat and guilt. Yeah. Dude, oh, it's brutal.
Mean, yeah, dude. We always do dumb shit like that. It's part of growing up. But I remember, did I tell you the story about the sugar in the gas tank?
No.
No.
Oh my God. That was the first time we got arrested. That was the first time I got arrested. This was my buddy's first apartment, so probably like 21.
Too old to 20, be pouring sugar in gas tanks to
20,
get away with
maybe
it.
Maybe it was 20.
God damn. Okay.
So we were having, my buddy had an apartment, and he went to Florida for a week. So we would always like go over there. It was like when PlayStation 2 first came out. We were just like playing.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ended up staying there for like 3-4 days. I remember my mom calling me being like, when are you coming home? And I'm like, Mom, we're just living, you know? Eating fucking slices of cheese. That's all we could fucking afford at that age. But yeah, anyways, we would have people over and we would just have like these Madden tournaments.
Yeah.
And the lady that lived below us, below him, was just like a crotchety fuck. You know, she was always like complaining, being like, you guys need to keep it down. And probably looking back, rightfully so. We were probably little pieces of shit. Fair. And she was, but she was also like very like cunty.
Sure.
Know?
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, can you guys like maybe like keep it down? Like whatever. That's a different story.
But what old strangers are. Old strangers are.
Pounding on the
assholes.
Ceiling. She wasn't old though. Back then she was like in her 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she, anyways, so she, one night we had a bunch of people over and we were playing video games. We were smoking pot, whatever. And she came up and knocked on the door and we were like, what? And she's like, can you keep it down here? And we just slammed the door right in her face.
Damn.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, fuck this bitch, man. Cause she was always complaining.
Yeah.
But, then, like, the next knock we got maybe was, like, an hour later, and it was the cops. And we opened the door, and he's like, guys, listen, like, we got two complaints. You know, it's from her downstairs. And he was kind of like saying, like, we know she's being a little unreasonable.
Yeah.
But can you guys maybe, like, a couple of you guys go home, like, whatever? And we're like, yeah, it's fine. Like, it's getting late or whatever. So we, and he's like, and put the bong away. this huge bong in the middle of the fucking room, right? And we're like, yeah, whatever. So as a party's over, right? And then like we're sitting there hanging out. My buddy's like, let's go to Wegmans food store. I want to get some stuff, you know, whatever. So we like head there and we're complaining about this woman the whole time that we're going. Cause as we're leaving, she's like looking out the window, like making sure that we're all leaving. And we're like, fuck you, you know? So we go to
gave her the finger?
Yeah. I was like,
it's badass.
We go to the grocery store.
Fuck you, bitch.
We go to the grocery store and my buddy's like, He bought like Kool-Aid and he bought like, you know, he's all the munchies and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, you need sugar for the Kool-Aid. And he's like, oh yeah, yeah. And he's like, I don't think he's got any. So he goes down the aisle, grabs sugar, and like we're leaving. And he's like, we should fuck with her car. And I was like, yeah, we should. We should totally fuck with her car. And she had like a really nice car too. And we get back and he like pulls in. He's like, I was like, all right, dude. I was like, I'll pull down there. And then you come running up the side and like, you know, whatever. He's like, it's going to be real quick. I'll just like pop the gas tank and like, you know, whatever. And I remember like I go park the car. He goes and walks to her car and I'm getting out of the car to walk toward him. Mm-hmm. And I hear her. I fucking see you motherfuckers. I'm calling the police. And I just go up right back up to the apartment, right? Like right back up to the apartment, fucking take my clothes off in bed. Cool. Didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Fucking he comes up running up the stairs maybe like 10 minutes later or 10 seconds later and he's like, you know, doing the same thing, whatever. And the funniest thing about it is like he was wearing like orange wind pants and like a blue hoodie, like nothing like in
just like just
incognito whatsoever. Yeah, you heard him coming up the swishing up the stairs, right? So whatever, he comes in the apartment, literally like knock on the door the next fight. It's the same fucking cop from earlier.
Oh God.
And he's like, all right guys, putting sugar in people's gas tanks, huh? And I'm like, don't even move.
So you
just lay in bed.
So you got it in there, though.
Just laying in bed, like, whatever, right? So he's like, where's Brandon Trousseau? And I'm like, I was like, what's up, dude? And he's like, I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, we need you to come downstairs. And I was like, what? I'm sleeping. And he's like, you're not sleeping. Come downstairs. And I'm like, oh, like I get changed. And he's like, sure. He's like waiting for me. I like, you know, throw my sweatshirt back. Walk down the stairs, go out there. There's like five cops. I'm like, what the fuck, dude, right? And he's like, all right, what's up? And he's like, you go over here with them. And then he takes my buddy over in the corner with the other cops.
Yeah.
So I'm in the corner with the other cops. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I have no idea. Like, I was sleeping. Like, I don't know what like, what is she complaining about now? Like, just playing dumb, you know? And he's like, yeah. And then the other cop comes walking over to my car, shines a flashlight in the car. And he's like, oh, look, a bag of sugar. He's like, how many bags of sugar did you need for your Kool-Aid, bro? And because I didn't say nothing about the Kool-Aid, but my fucking buddy's in the corner singing the blues, telling him everything that happened, right? And then the one cop comes over. He's like, he told us everything. Cuff him. And I'm like, motherfucker, dude.
Henry fucking Hill. That's what you got, Henry Hill.
Yeah. Cuffed, right? Get in the car, fucking tell, you know, and the cops are laughing, right? They're just laughing the whole time. I had to get there, get to the fucking station. I'm not saying anything. I'm like, I don't know nothing, right?
Yeah.
But then I remember when I talked to my lawyer, he's like, their confession isn't based on you, though. So you guys were together. The sugar was in your car. He's like, you're kind of just as guilty as he is. So you can't really, you're going to have to pay this restitution. Yeah. I think the restitution was like $4,000.
Oh, my God. Holy fuck. So you did get it into her car, though. Like you got it into the tank.
I don't think he did. He popped her. He popped her gas tank with a screwdriver.
Oh, so that scratch
and
that
broke it. Yeah. And then he didn't get it into her tank though.
Dude, well, that would be bad. Dude. Yeah, that ruins a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, that's you know, I will say this. I know you were a kid, so you do have a pass, but.
Kid 21 is not a, you know.
It's a young
that's
kid.
That's a kid, sure. Dude. 20, yeah, it was 20. It wasn't 21
yet. My thing here is that, like, a life lesson that I think I have, or just a life philosophy, is there's two things that you don't fuck with. You don't fuck with somebody's car, and you don't fuck with somebody while they're sleeping. Those are my two big things.
Fucking with someone's car sends a message, though.
It sends. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. That's war, then.
Yeah.
So if you're going to fuck with somebody,
we thought this was war.
Okay. Then that's okay.
This was war.
So if you're, if at you're
the
gonna, time,
dude, looking you back, just not fucking pop the tire. That would have been way less money.
I did that once.
Did
I
you?
Slashed someone's tires before.
Did really? You?
Really? Yeah.
When?
Yeah. No. Years this was maybe like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. You're probably,
someone was fucking with me. Someone was fucking with me constantly. And I was like, yo, not fucking with me physically. I'm talking like talking shit. Enough is enough. I'm done with this motherfucker, right? I was still drinking and partying at the time. I remember I was driving home from the bar, right? Driving. It was a slow night, maybe like a Tuesday, Wednesday, driving back from the bar, right? Coming around the corner, see like my streets like right up ahead, and a half mile from there, I see this parking lot. Like I'm like, maybe I'm going to stop off in this bar and like just see what's wrong. And I see that his car is there. And I'm like, boom. Had a switchblade. Get in the car. Boom. 3 days later,
you just happen to have a switchblade.
I always carried one in my car.
Yeah, right.
You gotta be protected in Buffalo, New York, dude.
I still got one.
Yeah.
3 days later, the manager of the bar calls me, cracking up, laughing. He's like, "I'm gonna delete this footage."
Oh shit!
He's like, "But dude, fastest I've ever seen someone slash a tire in my life." I'm like, "It was three." He's like, "Yeah, you went right around, dude."
Oh my god!
So you got three tires.
That's wow, awesome. Dude, yeah. what a win that you knew the guy.
Oh, well, I mean, that's, dude, no one liked this kid.
The kid nobody liked this shit. Kid. Did he ever find out it was you?
I'm sure he probably knows now.
Oh, yeah, now he does.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, my dad was wearing these, like, you know how they have like gym shorts that are like sweat shorts? Like, you know, they're not like quite gym shorts, but they're like comfy shorts.
You talking about my attire all the time?
Yeah, dude. So my dad was wearing a pair of those, and he goes to the bar, and he brings his gun with him for some reason. So he just has a pistol in like gym shorts.
Your dad put a pistol in his gym shorts?
Yeah, like in his gym short pocket.
In case there's something that goes down.
Well, something did go down. So he fucking goes to this bar, and he's like kind of like being Mr. Big Shot,
yeah.
You know, and he's like, hey, get around for him, get around for him, get around for him. And I think there was like one of these like neighborhood badasses. Because like growing up, there was always like these like legends in the different neighborhoods sure. outside yeah, of yeah. Pittsburgh. Yeah, like yeah. that's the guy you don't fuck with. You don't fuck with him. Well, one of those guys was there. And he fucking sees my dad just like having a good time and being a loud, obnoxious drunk, which doesn't run in the family. And he sees not. That he also has a gun hanging out of his fucking pocket. Like, probably, like, you've definitely had your phone fall out of your gym shorts. Imagine not like a Glock.
Oh my in God. There. Yeah.
So the guy goes outside. My dad had a pretty recognizable red van. That everybody knew.
Love it.
And it had the roof racks on it, but it made it look like it had like Batman ears. And the dude just went out there, was a huge mountain of a man, and flipped my dad's van by himself.
Get the hell out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like kind of on a hill, so it was the dude just rocked it and flipped it.
Tell you right now, neighborhood badass is the correct term, because you knew that guy had a gun, you still went and flipped his fucking van over?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and
what did your dad do?
Well, so what happened was my dad, like, you know, went outside, the van was flipped over, called the police, you know, filed this big report. He was all drunk. And then turns out this guy still wanted to like fuck my dad up. You know, like one
just
of
for
why ass.
Just for being loud in the bar.
Here's the thing. That's my dad's story. So there is probably something a little more deep seated. 100%. This guy wanted to kick his ass, and I would ask my dad, but
let's call him after the pod.
But he, so this dude's either dad or grandfather used to run books with my grandfather.
Okay.
So there was like a sit down that had to be had where they were like, "Hey, can you kind of you know can you lay off my out. Son?" And that's
wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Can you lay off my son? Damn.
Yeah, the bar scene sparks all that bullshit. Right?
Especially because
everyone's
in
drinking
town bars.
You're drinking, like, I mean, like, you know, I bartended a lot. Like, you're talking to girls that other people like. It's a small city. You know what I mean? Like that shit just brews, bro. And then it all comes to a head in the summertime. You know that rule, right?
Why? Oh, because it's hot.
Crime's always up in the summer.
Yeah.
Dude, there was a comic in Boston. He had the funniest joke about that. He used to say that crime goes down in the winter because have you ever tried to shoot someone with mittens? So that's funny, dude.
That's real funny.
Such a funny joke, man.
You know, I was just talking about Ken Beck yesterday, my roommate, for everybody that doesn't know. When's the last time you stepped foot in your high school?
Years.
I mean, how long though?
Probably at this point, I don't think I've ever gone back.
That's what I'm. I haven't gone. I've not gone back.
I did stand up there 2 years before I moved to New York.
Really,
dude?
I couldn't do it. They would throw me out,
dude. Terrible. It was fucking terrible. My buddy that was doing stand up at the time, Trey, was like, "Hey, I got a gig for you. It pays. Probably not gonna like it, but it could be really fun and hilarious." I was like, "What is it?" He was like, "It's like one of the, like the teachers in service days where the students aren't there. They always like have a little like treat for the faculty. So we're gonna do a stand up show there. Ugh. So me, him, and Joey Welsh, who you know of, he's in the fantasy football league. The three of us do it. Joey didn't go to this high school, but me and Trey both went. And I had been doing stand up the longest, so I closed. And I'm like asking, I'm like, you know, hey, are there any language restrictions? Because it is performing for teachers and it's at like fucking, and they're like, no. So I went up there and it was when I didn't have like a second gear.
Yeah.
So I'm up there. I'm like, you ever try anything you've seen in a porno? Like, you know, you're fucking somebody like this. And it went like mediocre.
Right.
Like it went like fine.
His
like,
guidance counselor was like, I knew it.
I knew it. It was like a 10-3 win. You know what I mean? Like if it was in football terms. So like I had a good set, but it wasn't like a great set.
Right.
And like it was like cool to see some of the teachers, but then I remember this one teacher who fucking couldn't stand me. And I don't even think she really remembered me that well, but I know she hated me in school. She's standing there talking to Trey after. She's like, I wish they would have just gave us the day off instead of all that. Like that was ridiculous.
Oh, there's always
we had
one.
To sit through that. And then she goes, you know, blah 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 blah. And then she was like, that wasn't fun. Like, and then he was like, yeah. He's like, I don't know, it was a weird gig, but you know, which you got to make your money. Yeah. And then she goes, you guys got paid for that? I was like, yeah, I got paid for that. Like, I chime into the conversation. I was like, you think I'd fucking come back for this shit?
They asked me to do. I haven't been. We just had our 20-year high school reunion in 2021.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, wow. 2019. 2019 was my 20-year high school reunion.
Jesus, yeah. Dude.
And I didn't go to that. And then the first one was in 2009, and I lived in Los Angeles. So I haven't been to my last two high school reunions.
Well, they don't do it at the high school.
No, but they do it in town.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? But when I was in L.A., obviously I didn't go back for it, but 2009, this last one in 2019, we were more like communicative because they started a Facebook group.
Yeah.
So like everyone was talking and like it was, you know, I lived here and it was kind of like, you know, more, you know, understood, you knew who was going to go yeah, and you knew yeah. who was like, you know, what it was all about. And they asked me like, do you want to do a stand-up set? I'm like, fuck no.
It'd be brutal.
No, I don't. I didn't even want to go.
That's worse than doing it for the faculty.
Yeah.
We're like half of the faculty I didn't even know anymore.
Yeah.
Cause it was, dude, one of the best things ever, when we had our 10-year high school reunion, there was a Facebook group that was made and they're trying to get everything together. Like, come on, like who wants to come? Who's RSVPing this? And then this girl decides to go on and she got bullied in high school. She goes, why the fuck would I want to come to see all of these people that were mean to me when I was growing up? And then people are like, why don't you settle the fuck down? Just shut the fuck up. Yo, so then she proceeds to get bullied in these comments.
Oh, my God,
10
dude.
Years after the fact. It was like, wow. I was like, you know, this is kind of rude. I feel bad that she got bullied.
And then Ray was like, you know what? Yeah, fuck you.
No, but it's also,
nobody even liked you anyway.
But it's also like, just take the fucking L.
Right,
school.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Don't come back here
hanging on to it for 10 years.
I mean, everyone got
that's what they were saying. They were like, yeah. they were like, girl, you fucking, you know, you're holding on to that shit from a decade ago. Nobody's even thought about your ass. And I was like, wow,
that's crazy.
Oh, man.
That's
everyone
crazy.
Everyone got bullied in school. I mean, I did for a little while too, like being the new kid. And like, it's just the way it goes, man. You earn your chops that way. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But I have not stepped foot in my high. I want to though, because like, think about like, you were there
the
more
smell.
Recently.
The not smell just, will bring you right.
Not
back
just that.
There.
It's just like, first of all, think about how little you were then. Like, yeah. even though it was high school, you were still a smaller person.
Yeah.
Like the hallways, like you. That's all you knew.
Yeah.
For 4 years, like that was like your socializing. You know what I mean? Like the hallways, the staircases, like the locker, like all that shit. Like I haven't seen that in fucking.
It was
over 20 years.
It was bizarre because we walked around a little bit.
Yeah.
It was like strange. And I went.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
I did this because I was in the musicals in high school.
Yeah.
And we did the show and I was on like the stage that we like performed on.
Oh, shit.
It was like really weird.
Oh, yeah.
Really
yeah. You weird. Did do that stuff.
Yeah.
Did you guys do a senior prank?
No. Did you?
Oh, we did. I was. Okay. This is a wild story. So
you're like, we killed our gym teacher.
Bro.
It
so
was nuts.
Our school. Our school was like, it's beautiful. Like, you know, it's got like a bell tower and it's like, you know, front facing on like a main road. And it's just like, you'd walk by, if you drove by, you'd be like, that's a beautiful school. The 2 years before us, 3 years before us, there was a group, the seniors did their senior prank. And like everybody like had to like live up to that afterwards. Yeah. And I remember.
What did they do?
They went into the bell tower and they tried to steal the bell.
Oh, that's good.
They were going to steal the bell and they were going to put it on the front. Of the yard of the school.
Pretty good.
And they were going to spray paint, I think it was like 97 or 95 on
that's
it.
Pretty
that
good.
Was the year. But they got in trouble and they all got arrested.
Wow.
Yeah. And I remember, but you hear that when you're a freshman yeah. and you're like, we're going to fucking outdo
we
that.
We had 3.5 years to plan.
So we did. We talked about what we were going to do, like all these ideas and all this shit. And of course, as the years go by, the idea just got more and more destructive. And you're like, we're going to get arrested for all of this.
Yeah.
Probably, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think what, so, you know, you had like your class president and it was our grade was weird. Like everybody was friends. Like the jocks were friends with like the geeks and the nerds.
Kinda
you know,
how mine
it was
too.
Everyone was cool. Yeah. Like there was no, and then you had a couple outcasts and stuff. But like even now, like seeing some of these people on Facebook, like we're still
in communication with them, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a pretty good, like, a pretty good crew of, for our class. But so a lot of people that you wouldn't have thought would have been involved got involved. And at that time, that when they were going to do that, they changed their mind on what they were going to do. I can't remember what the original plan. Oh, they were going to release thousands of crickets in the school.
That's
what they were going to do, but they couldn't get them. So what they ended up doing, and I remember I bailed on it because I was dating somebody, like brand new high school relationship. It's a girl I ended up dating for like 3 years. I was like goo-goo gaga over her. Yeah. I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to get some pussy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going, you
know? Did you bang her?
Yeah, we banged. No, I lost my virginity to her.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
The disgusting
we never use that one.
I know. So what ended up happening is what their backup plan was is this is like, think about 99, internet's new, Photoshop's new. They went out. It's crazy when you think about it, but that's what it was.
You already did. You graduated in 99.
This one kid printed up probably thousands and thousands of pictures of porn pictures with the principal, the assistant principal, his wife and her husband's face in porno pictures. They broke into the school, taped them on every locker, taped them on every faculty door.
Oh my
all
God.
Over the place. Bro, they took pictures.
You were fucking incredible.
They were like, how did you get all of those printed up? They went to like five different Kinko's to get these all printed up.
Staples printing porn?
Bro.
Oh my God.
So what ended up happening is, well, how they got in trouble is somebody, they were obviously drinking, smashed the window of the main office and threw them all over the main office and the principal's office. So they went in there and like threw them all over the principal's office and whatever. So I think what ended up happening is that this is the power of like school systems, right?
Yeah.
The superintendent, when he gets involved, you're fucked. The superintendent, the principal, everybody pulled in all of the like class government.
Yeah.
Who half of them were involved that night.
Okay.
And they were like, tell us what happened and who was involved or the whole class will not be able to go to graduation. And one kid sung.
Oh, that's and such. Then
so there was probably like 20 kids involved. None of them could walk on graduation.
Wow. And you weren't.
But they graduated. They just couldn't walk.
They graduated, but they just couldn't walk.
So do you think that it would have been different if they didn't break the window?
Probably.
I mean, that's a great prank.
Good prank.
Because the window breaking, we go from fucking a prank to vandalism.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think you probably would have gotten away with keeping your mouth shut if you didn't have anything you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're just like, oh yeah, we were just fucking posting pictures. Like I didn't do anything. But if you're smashing a window and they're like, and there's cops in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
they almost stuck the landing of like a perfect prank.
Dude, that's also such a, I can't believe one kid talked because in the moment, that's such a bluff from the school.
You don't know that.
Nobody.
But think about it. Dude. We know
150
crime.
Kids we know are crime. Not going to be able not to walk.
Younger kids don't, bro.
And it's the only thing that you know. It is the pinnacle of your life to that point.
Yeah.
What they could have done.
And you think that anything, like, you think that that's the ultimate, like, judge and jury. Sure. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's what you think.
A more realistic threat is, hey, tell us or promise cancel.
And these kids all have college aspirations. Like, I'm like the student government, these kids were going to like, one of the kids was going to Notre Dame. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're fucking.
Fuck Notre Dame, dude.
That was wild. I remember that.
Dude, I love
Notre Dame. I'm so glad. I remember my mom being like, of all the shit that you've put us through, you did not do that. Like, that was like my glorifying moment.
Dude, that
I was like, Mom, little did you know what's about to happen down the road.
Dude,
I'm going to call you from a jail cell in Florida.
Exactly. Yeah.
I remember we got in trouble in like fourth or fifth grade. It was, I think I was talking about this with you, not on the podcast, Dylan, about, do you remember when Janet Jackson's titty came out in the Super Bowl?
How could you forget?
And me and my friend,
Pina, it was ripped out, actually. It just didn't come out. It ripped her tit out.
You know, dude, However you say something's awesome, it doesn't matter. It was awesome. When I was fucking, you know, I was probably 10. I don't know, maybe younger than that. It was fourth or fifth grade, I remember, because me and my buddy Peanut got in trouble because we had a computer class. It was when the internet was new.
Yeah.
That's what it made me think of when you said it was like when things first started. Like,
yeah, dude.
Dude, we were just printing out pictures to take
so
home.
So funny,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God, dude. I did that shit. Dude, when the internet was new, like... And two more quick stories for you.
No.
When the internet was new, I remember my father set up the office in our house. He had an office in his house, and he would come and he would do that, you know, the work and shit. And his office was connected to his main office in the city, right? Like where he had like, my dad's an investment broker, so there was maybe like 50 people that worked for him. Like, you know, the company was there, and like he would come home and work or whatever. And I remember like I would play on the computer in the office, and I was downloading naked pictures of like Anna Nicole Smith and Carmen Electra.
Yeah.
And I went to go print up some, but I printed them to the city office. And I had to, I swear to God, I convinced him that it was a virus.
You didn't convince him of anything.
Oh no. He believed it for many years that it was a virus that did it. I'm like, I don't know how that happened. Man, I didn't print up anything. And he was just like, yeah, like how did that? I'm like, I don't know. Like there's viruses and stuff. Did you hear about that?
I did. I remember one time my younger brother was looking at obviously porn on like, we had like a laptop, you know, and my brother was looking, I was younger, probably freshman in high school, sophomore or something. And my mom brought the laptop over and was like, I want to talk to you about something. And
it was like, dude, you don't make the mom do that.
And like, she was like, you know, she like went to www.whatever and it pops up. And I was like, that wasn't me.
Your mom's like, what is a MILF?
it was like momsanaladventure.com or something like that. And I was like, and I was like, you know,
he could have went to any other site but that.
I go, I think
he couldn't have gone to Mr. Like Choose
it,
Asian.
You were like, it autocorrected. It was Mom's Annual Adventure. We're trying to take you on a trip.
That's what I would have said. You got to lie.
I said the same thing. I was like, yeah, the viruses and stuff. And I told my brother, I'm like, hey, you got to clear the web pages.
Yeah.
You got to clear the history. What are you doing?
Dude, that's rough.
One of the greatest inventions for like young creeps back in the day was the back button on the remote.
The last.
Dude, you still have it.
I'm saying when that first fucking dropped, that was a game changer. I remember being at my grandmother's because she had all the channels. They were like, you know, so I would just be on the couch at night, and my dad would come in late from the bar because he was living with her then, and I would just be watching like those like Cinemax porns where she's just grinding her pussy on the dude's stomach, and you're supposed to believe that, and like half
kind of did,
and half of the shots were just his face going.
Yeah. Ooh.
Hey, that was the greatest invention. That was the greatest advancement to porn is when they stopped showing the guy so much.
Well, and then,
thank God.
And then like my dad would walk right in the door and I'd be like, Cartoon Network. Just like boom,
dude. I used to bartend at this place called Fat Bob's. It's right next to Mother's when we would go to Buffalo. Yeah. And it was I was bartending there on Wednesday nights, and I remember one time I was like putting on the this place used to fucking jump, dude. I was bartending. It was me and this other dude, Damon, and I remember one time we were trying to put on the football game, and like the channel wasn't working, so I was like, fuck it. I just put on like something, right? And like we weren't paying attention to what it was that was on the TV. And some girls come in and they're sitting at the end of the bar, and like my buddy's like, he's like, what the fuck are you guys watching? And I turn around, it's a fucking Skinamax sex scene, right? And I was like, we couldn't get the game on, so we like left this on. And that literally for 4 weeks straight, Wednesdays, our bartending shift was soft porn night. Until the owner found out, and he's like, what the fuck are you guys making people watch? And like, I was like, no, it was porn night.
That's
and he's
why
like,
they're
we
coming.
We can't show that.
You're
we
like,
can't
God damn
show
it,
that.
Doug, it's softcore. There's no insertion.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Come on, Doug.
Oh, damn. Man. Dude, we're already at an hour over.
Damn.
It flew by. Thanks flew for, by, you want to wrap it?
Yeah,
let's wrap it and tap it. Buddy, thanks for coming. Tell the people where they can find you.
Did you say wrap it and tap
it?
All right.
Yeah. What am I telling them?
Wherever they can find you if you have anything coming up. This will be out, I think, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, I'm at Soho Playhouse.
Oh!
9 p.m. Yeah, and then you can follow me on the socials. At Brandon Trusso is Instagram, at Brandon Trusso is Twitter, and then that's it, really. What else? Oh, TikTok, but who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Raymond? Make sure to give Trusso a follow. Yeah. If you haven't already, it's always fucking great having him, and I am certain he will be back. You can find me at Ray Zawadny on all the social media. Please make sure to follow or to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's just my name, Ray Zawadny, because I got a special dropping soon.
Yeah.
And then you can catch me here every single motherfucking Wednesday on the Troublemakers podcast with my boy Dylan Krasinski. Dylan, where can they find you?
Oh, at Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, and at Troublemakers on all those sites. We post 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 clips a week on those. New episodes out every Wednesday. Go follow Brandon. We'll see you next week, baby.
Thank you.
Good night.
Woo.